You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, and a very good morning, boys and girls, and how are we this morning? It is Tuesday, it's 11th of April, we're on 89.3, Cool FM. I'm Jerry D, I'm going to be with you from now right through till 10 o'clock, so do stay tuned. Right, let's take a look. James Parkinson was born on this day, the year was 1755. He was an English apothecary surgeon. He's the most famous for his 1817 work in which he was the first to describe paralysis agitans, a condition that would later be renamed Parkinson's disease. And that's it. So let's get going, shall we?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Hey, Jude. Don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey, Jude, don't be afraid. Made to go out and get her.
You know what, it was 1968 when the Beatles bought that out. Came off of the album, the Beatles, and released as a non-album single, in actual fact, originally. August 1968, it was written by Paul McCartney and credited to Lennon McCartney's partnership, of course. So there we are. Hey Jude, on a Tuesday morning. Gwen Stefani, featuring Akon, The Sweet Escape.
And left hand on your hip, thinking that you're such a coast. Lord, there ain't no doubt about it. Well, all right. Gonna do. And she said, take the candles and then you burn them out. Make a paper boat, light it and send it out.
Send it out now.
¿Dónde vas con mi carro, Rosita? Usted sabe que te quiero. Pero usted me quita todo. Ya me robaste mi televisión y mi radio. Ahora quiero llevar mi carro. No me hagas así, Rosita. Ven aquí. Hey, usted que está al lado, Rosita. Oh.
There we go, yes, following on from Gwen Stefani and featuring Akon, as I mentioned, The Sweet Escape. That's taking a bit of a Spanish stroll, that one, with Mink DeVille. Well, we are here. In fact, we were here from the beginning, but you see, we upgraded on this end our modem yesterday, and it turns out we had to reset a particular piece of equipment, and we've done that, and we're back. So, sorry about that. We just... I was talking to myself, which is fairly usual, really, isn't it? We opened up this morning with Hey Jude. It's going to all be up on the website when we finish this morning, so you'll be able to go and listen to the first 15 minutes. But I wouldn't get too worried about it. Anyway, say first 15 minutes, that means that it's brought us, in actual fact, to this... on this morning's show. Big thanks, of course, to the boys and girls at Grupo Grada, who helped us get that sorted out. Right, what have I got for you? I tell you what, all together.
Put on your red shoes and dance the could look into my eyes.
There we go, yes, Mr. David Bowie, and Last Dance, of course, that was called, in the shower with you this morning. And it is exactly time for you to get out of the shower, but it's also exactly 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM again. Big thanks to the guys there, Group of Grotto. What it was, we changed our modem here in our studio yesterday, and all the lights were right, but apparently we had to unplug and reset our link up to Cool FM. So big thanks to the boys and girls there. They were looking after us, you know. It's nice being looked after. Sean Escoffery. When the love is gone.
Yeah.
I bet you can't guess what that's called.
Come on!
When the Love Is Gone, Sean is scot-free on this morning's breakfast show. Let's see, what could I say? Oh, hello. Suzanne Vega featuring DNA. Tom's Diner. Time for breakfast. Karaoke song, wouldn't it? Definitely. I could do that all the way through. There she goes. Susan Vega featuring DNA there and Tom's Diner. Right, that has brought us to about this time. Time to take a quick break. Then we'll look at some of the international news headlines and international, what's happening in the international world of business.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valley Motors. It's morning radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Yes, indeed, and nice to be with you this morning. It is Tuesday, the 11th of April. It is the breakfast show with me, Jerry D. Now, if you're sitting comfortably, we'll begin. International news and some business news for you this morning. Russian forces have pounded frontline cities in eastern Ukraine with airstrikes and artillery attacks, while US officials stepped up efforts to locate the source of a leak of classified US documents, including those on Ukrainian counter-offensive plans. The Russians have pressed on with their offensive in the eastern Donetsk region, where several cities and towns came under heavy bombardment, Ukraine's general staff said on Tuesday. South Korea said on Tuesday that information contained in a purportedly leaked US confidential document that appeared to be based on internal discussions among top South Korean security officials was untrue and altered. Several documents have been recently posted on social media offering a partial month-old snapshot of the war in Ukraine, sparking a diplomatic row between the US and some allies. One of the documents gave details of internal discussions among South Korean officials about US pressure on Seoul to help supply weapons to Ukraine, suggesting the US could have been spying on South Korea, one of its most important allies, and inviting condemnation from the Asian nation's lawmakers. The office of South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol said in a statement that suspicions his office in Seoul was monitored are utterly false, and that any attempt to shake its alliance with the U.S. is an act compromising national interest. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin held phone talks with the South Korean counterpart on Tuesday, during which the two sides agreed that much of the document on South Korea has been fabricated, Yoon's office has said. It did not elaborate on which part of the document was untrue. Chinese warplanes and Navy ships were still in the waters around Taiwan, the island's defense ministry said on Tuesday, after the end of 3 days of war games, as Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen criticized Beijing for its irresponsible behavior. China began the exercises on Saturday, after Tsai returned to Taipei following a meeting in Los Angeles with U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The five people shot dead in a shooting on Monday in downtown Louisville in Kentucky were all colleagues of the suspect who gunned them down, and two of them were close friends of Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. Police identified the dead as Joshua Barrick, 40 years of age, Thomas Elliott, 63, Juliana Farmer, 45, James Tutt, 64, and Dina Eckhart, 57. A Virginia grand jury on Monday indicted the mother of a 6-year-old boy who shot an elementary school teacher in Newport News in January on felony child neglect and a firearms charge. On the 6th of January, 25-year-old teacher Abigail Zwerner was wounded by the first grade student in her classroom at Rickneck Elementary School after school officials received warnings that the boy had a gun at school. The student's mother, Deha Taylor, was charged with felony child neglect and misdemeanor recklessly leaving a loaded firearm so as to endanger a child, Newport News, Virginia, Prosecutor Howard Gwynn said in a statement. French President Emmanuel Macron has caused a stir by saying that Europe has no interest in accelerating the conflict in Taiwan and should become a third pole, independent of both Washington and of Beijing. Political actors on both sides of the Atlantic criticize the president's position as being too accommodating of China, just as it carries out military drills around Taiwan. Cineworld said on Tuesday it had filed a reorganization plan in a Texas bankruptcy court that will effectively wipe out existing shareholdings, sending its stock to an all-time low. The filing formalizes a deal laid out on the 3rd of April that includes plans to cut debt by about $4.5 billion and raise $2.26 billion in funds to emerge from bankruptcy. It does not provide for any recovery for its existing shareholders, the group has said. Since Switzerland's authorities last month pulled out all the stops to rush through a rescue of Credit Suisse, a storm has been brewing in the normally tranquil country. Many Swiss parliamentarians have criticised the shotgun marriage, which saw Credit Suisse taken over by rival UBS for 3 billion Swiss francs, about 3.3 billion US dollars, and propped up with over 250 billion francs in guarantees and support. On Tuesday, they will meet in Bern for an extraordinary session to discuss Credit Suisse's downfall, as well as the government's open checkbook response. The unusual event, the third such session in over 20 years, provides Parliament with a chance to reject the massive loans given as part of the rescue package. However, the vote is largely symbolic, as the state has already committed the funds and lawmakers cannot overturn that decision. The dollar gave back the previous day's advances against the euro and the UK pound on Tuesday as traders turned their attention to US inflation data due on Wednesday for signs of how close US rates are to peaking. The euro was up 0.52% at $1.0918 and the pound rose a similar amount to $1.2439 as most European markets returned from the long Easter weekend. World stocks rallied on Tuesday as traders held on to hope that interest rates will soon peak and fall later this year, even if the latest US jobs data supported the case for a May hike by the Federal Reserve. Trading was largely sluggish as many stock markets reopened after a long holiday weekend. European stocks added 0.5%, US equity futures pointed to a positive Wall Street open, and Japan's blue-chip Nikkei rallied over 1%. Bitcoin touched a fresh 10-month high at $30,438 before pulling back to $30,148 after breaking free of recent ranges on Monday. The digital token had been stuck between about $26,500 and $29,400 for the previous 3 weeks. Oil prices, they steadied on Tuesday as Chinese inflation data pointed to a persistently weak demand, but a softer dollar and hopes that the Federal Reserve might ease up on its policy tightening after a key US inflation report due this week. Brent crude futures, they slipped 18 cents or 0.2% to $84 a barrel. That was at 11.02 GMT today. While US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures eased 12 cents or 0.1% to $79.62 a barrel. Both benchmarks had risen nearly a dollar in early trading. Now, if looking at investments, how about this? A golf ball Tiger Woods gave to a young fan during a final round of his victorious 1997 Masters tournament has sold for $64,100 $1,024. Auction house Golden Age Auction said on Sunday. Woods bogeyed the fifth hole and handed the ball to Julian Nixon, who was 9 years old at the time. Bidding for the Titleist ball, which has Tiger's stamp on it, began at $500 when Nixon put it up for auction on the 27th of March, said the auction site. $64,000, $124. Oh, yes, it's a lot of money, isn't it? Imagine having to buy five of those. Right. That's it. There's our look. That's some of the news for you, international news for you this morning, and some of the business news as well. Patricia Russian and Forget Me Nots. I like that sort of clap clap tinkle tinkle in there. Yes, I'm very easily pleased, you know that, don't you? Let's say a couple of good mornings, because we're a little bit behind this morning. We had a little bit of a False start. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. She was with us bright and breezy this morning. Good morning, Mary Lou. And also to Renee and Rick over there in Athens, in Greece. And to Paul Dixon and Maria. I'm not sure if they're listening this morning, but I know they went out for dinner last night, so I hope that all went well. Anyway, let's go back to Renee and Rick. By the way, that is amazing. Wisteria, I think they said. Well, yeah, Wisteria. It's absolutely huge. Which they went out exploring Athens at the weekend, isn't it? Isn't that nice? I explored 99, Super 99. That was quite exciting too. Right. We want to wish, this is what they say, we want to wish our youngest daughter, Regan, a very happy 22nd birthday today. 22nd, good grief. You asked if we could play a track for you. We're going to do that in a minute. But you sent a picture of when she came to the studio. Isn't it amazing? And she goes, 22nd, 22. At this rate, I'll start getting old. That's a bit worrying. Right, it's a birthday wish then. So we're going to do a happy birthday, aren't we? Of course we are.
Very happy birthday with the music you love.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Ah, there we go. Yes, cousin. I love that. That's Natalia, by the way, wishing you a happy birthday at the end there. It's one of our listeners, and they sent that to me. I said, can I use that? I want to use that on the radio. I said, of course you can. So there we are. Anyway, Reagan, a very happy birthday to you. And I'd love to see that picture where you came and visited us here in the studio. Really nice. Have an absolutely wonderful day. All right. And the piece of music that asked us to play for you, Reagan. It's Cool in the Gang. Come on now, we're all going to have a celebration. Just a bit of dancing, Renee, thank you. And there we go, yes, that's wishing Regan a very, very good birthday celebration from Cool and the Gang. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just a couple of seconds away from 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm going to take a little rummage around the internet a little bit later on, see what stories we can find, seeing as I'm going to be deserted. Yasmin's got to go off to an event at, she's leaving here about 9 o'clock this morning, so we'll chat with her in the next hour this morning of this morning's programme, as we also check in with Ingrid as well. We've got local news coming up for you at 8 o'clock and again at 9 o'clock this morning, and great music, even if I say so myself, going through till 10 this morning.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
This is your lifetime, no
Well, we started those two off with the Fiction Factory and It Feels Like Heaven. And what did Holly Johnson have to say? Well, it's in heaven's here. That's what that was called. We're just a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour. I tell you what we should remind you about, because, you know, like with my modem here and everything else, how everything is so interconnected, right? And that includes, don't forget these things that are attached to your system. Well, they can also be a risk. Now, one of the things not to let become a risk is your printer. Don't let your printer become the entry point to cyber attacks. DataServe has great promotions on HP printers, all of them protected with HP Wolf Security. You can go to dspma.com and check them out. You know, switch to the world's most secure printers with DataServe and HP. Go on, don't forget dspma.com. DSPMA, that's a nice easy one, isn't it? Well, that's just about brought us to this time.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp, that is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicago? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, have the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now Vale Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431-0419. And Vale Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
There's a new sun rising.
lovely song from Ambrosia, isn't it? Ambrosia, American rock band. They were formed in Los Angeles, and that was back in 1970. Yes, time of some great music. And they had five top 40 singles released between 1975 and 1980. That won the biggest part of me. That was released as a single, and that was in 1980. And reached number one on the Radio and Records chart, number three on both the US Billboard Hot 100 and Adult Contemporary chart as well. And now for something completely different.
Y'a toute une histoire derrière nous. Comment tu veux que je donne des news? Ce n'est pas qu'une question de flouze. Et tu le sais, ok. Je ne veux pas vivre dans le doute. Y'a rien à comprendre au bord du gouffre. Le temps va trancher entre nous. Okay. Je descends d'y partir et j'ai pris les devants. Malgré moi tu m'attires un peu comme un aimant. Mais toi tu dis je t'aime comme un caméléon. Je descends d'y partir et j'ai pris les devants. Malgré moi tu m'attires un peu comme un aimant. Mais toi tu dis je t'aime comme un caméléon. On s'est promis des sentiments. Quand tu disais oui, moi je disais non. Et on s'est laissé tomber. On s'est laissé tomber. Je t'en voulais pendant des années. Et toi qui disais bah c'est du passé. On s'est laissé tomber. On s'est laissé tomber. On s'est promis.
Tell you what, that one's completely new to me. I found that while rummaging around in my record collection last night when I was sorting out some music. Maitre Gims there and Chameleon. And he is a French Congolese singer and a rapper. Yes, everything sounds better in French, doesn't it? It's amazing. And he released Chameleon November of 2017. Song so far has done really well. It's picked at number 7 on the French singles chart. And I think that's about it. Right. As I said, everything sounds better in French, doesn't it? Well, except for Ingrid, of course.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's here. It is the day. It's Tuesday, April 11th. Hallelujah. My parents are celebrating the day today. Yep, I'm staying over at my papa's house, which was my grandfather's house, and now it belongs to my aunt. So I'm getting ready, getting cleaned up, going to go run, get the cake. The cook and I got a few things to do this morning. Party starts at 2, and we are rumping and ready to go. Whoo, yeah. Weather has been very lovely here. Did a lot of work around the house yesterday, cleaning up stuff, getting things ready. My sister is an amazing caretaker. Oh, she's amazing. She is so good with my mom and my dad. It's amazing. Her patience. I don't know how she does it. She's got some kind of caregiver blood in her veins that just makes her a marvelous caregiving person. I, on the other hand, have a lot to learn before she leaves for her trip to Lima. Machu Picchu. Yep, she's going to be leaving for there, I think on the 17th or 18th. Going to leave me here to watch the parental units. Hoo-hoo, yeah. Well, I'm going to make sure that they have a little something, sleepy time tea at dinner, so they go straight to bed. That'll make my life a little easier. Oh, man. So off we go. We're going to go to Walgreens. Oh, I love going to Walgreens. Haven't been to Walgreens in so long, it makes me so happy. Yes, it does. Going into an actual drugstore and having all the stuff you want to look at right there in front of you. Whew, it's a nice little change. And eventually I'm hoping I'll get to a Walmart. Oh, imagine walking through a Walmart superstore. How it'd be like drooling all those tools and everything. The things you can get there, oh, it's just amazing. I love every way things can be shopped and bought. And you don't have to ask someone to bring it around from the back of the counter. That's kind of nice. So it's going to be a long time before I get my buns back to Panama. So I'll be reporting for everything I can do here in Florida until I return. So you all, happy anniversary, Mom and Dad, the cook. Thank you for all that you do. My sister, I love you. I love you. I love you. I do. But don't get excited. I love monkeys, too. And back to you in the studio.
There we go. There's Ingrid Nosey, also from us all here on The Breakfast Show. Very happy anniversary to Mum and Dad. What an accomplishment. 70 years they've been married. It's a life sentence, really, isn't it? I wish them all the very best. And, well, if you're going shopping, Ingrid, tell me all about it, because that's what I love.
Tell me when will you be? señoritas. Ay, IQ.
Wow.
Tell you what, when I was rummaging around last night, I had to have a chuckle when I found that one. That's enough. Because I never thought I would find a sort of, well, basically a disco version of Quando, Quando, Quando by Engelbert Humperdinck. I think it's brilliant. I love it. I think I made that my record of the week. Or the year, for that matter. So fun, so much fun, Engelbert Humperdinck, Quando, 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 the dance mix. Renee over there in Athens, she says, good grief, 70 years. That's Ingrid's mum and dad. 70 years wedding anniversary. That's amazing, and I'm jealous. Not of that, of the USA shopping, she says. I tell you what, we're going to go back to the 1960s. It's three in a row on The Breakfast Show.
One, two, three, five!
Street singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum. Happen a thing.
but she looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing,
ooh-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum,
holding my hand just as natural as can be singing,
ooh-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum.
We walk on, to my door, We walk on to my door, then we kiss a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing,
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum.
We're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing,
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum.
Well, I'm hurt. Mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing.
It's three in a row on The Breakfast Show.
Wouldn't it be nice to get on with me neighbours? But they make it very clear they've got no room for ravers.
Here we all are,
there we go. Yes, back to the 1960s for three in a row. We started off with I Saw Her Standing There from the Beatles, and then Do What Diddy Dum Diddy Do. Yep, Do What Diddy, and that was Man. And of course, we had last Sunday, Lazy Sunday, and that was Small Faces there. Let me see. What have I got for you? I tell you what. Let me just remind you. It's with regards to our friends. Don't forget our friends there at H&R Block. Now, they do more than anybody, really, to get you ready for tax season. I love the way they said, we'll help you celebrate tax season. That's lovely. Starting with your choice of filing, virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today and pop along to their WhatsApp number, 6674-1037, 6674-1037, or their Instagram, which is at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY, it's as easy as that. It's not taxing at all, really. And say goodbye to connection issues with your printer. All right, print, it says here, print, scan and share to your printer with HP Smart App at any place and time. And I tell you what, I know that because I use it myself. Go to dspma.com, okay, DataServe, dspma.com, and check out the promotions that DataServe has on HP printers, some with installation, configuration, and maintenance included. Just go and check it out, dspma.com. It's as easy as that. Oh, life is so easy these days. This is the Lemonheads, Now and Then, and then we'll check in with Yasmin.
Sometimes I lose my way, I forget the words to say, been having trouble with myself, yes I am in pretty bad health, that don't bother me, I tell you that's a fact. It's easy to keep track now that I've been there and back. Some people try to make a deal, they wanna tell me how to feel, they wanna take a piece of mind so they can say they had a piece of mind. They must think I'm asleep, but I taking a nap. It's easy to keep track now that I've been there and back.
The Lemonheads, and Now and Then. It's that time of the morning to say, I guess, Happy Tuesday. Is it?
Hello. Happy Tuesday.
What are you doing over there? You sound like that car from Valley Motors. Is it Happy Tuesday?
Oh, yeah. Happy Tuesday.
Oh, it is Happy Tuesday. Because you're going off, you're deserting me.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
It's an event that Anita invited. It's kind of volunteering, but they're going to pay a little bit.
That sounds like the breakfast show.
But I have to be there the whole day, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
so then. We're going to help some people from Turkey that are here in Panama to do some translations.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
We'll see tomorrow.
You'll be worn out tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes. I love that. You go and volunteer and you get paid a little. It's the breakfast show, really, isn't it? Oh, okay. Well, that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, you can do that. You can desert me. I don't care. Yes, I do. But, and what we got tomorrow? Do we know if Andreas is coming in tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know yet. But tomorrow it should be Billy Heron.
Oh, Billy's coming in?
I'm not sure if he's coming or he's going to be by Zoom, but he's going to be talking about a new production he has with the Bishers and Idania Doman.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
My favorites.
Oh, yes, of course.
Mm, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully he's going to be here or maybe by Zoom, but
okay.
We're going to know
more. I haven't
more.
Seen him for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So, oh, good. Okay.
He looks younger. I saw him the last time.
Yeah, so do I, Yasmin. To do with the weather, you know.
I was like, wow.
He hasn't been away for 6 months having a facelift, has he? Oh, wonderful. Oh, good. No, good if it's nice if he can come in. I'd like to see Billy. But
yeah.
If not, we'll zoom in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, look, you have a wonderful day. I hope you learn Turkish.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to translate if they're talking to you in Turkish?
No, I suppose they know English. But
well, they don't need translating then, really, do they?
No, but they don't speak Spanish.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to help them with the Spanish.
Oh, okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
You might be back here by 10. I thought you spoke Turkish. All right, yes. Well, I hope it works out. Have a great day.
Thank you, too, and everyone. Right.
And you'll be back just tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Sure?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Just checking. All right, yes. Have a wonderful
see
day.
See you tomorrow.
Okay. Too. All the best. There you are, see, Yasmin's going off. She's good, she's always doing all these nice things. Going along and volunteering and things like that. It's all rather nice, isn't it? that's a pretty good version, isn't it? That's is the Everly Brothers and their version of Lucille. This is my favourite song from Cure. It's called Lullaby.
Station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Nerve to say you are my friend when I
If you're so hurt, why then don't you show it? You say you've lost your faith, but that's not where it's at. You have no faith to lose, and you know a fool to think I'd make contact with one who tries to hide what it don't know to begin with. You see me on the street, you always act surprised. You say, how are you? Good luck, but you don't mean it. See me paralyzed. Why don't you just come out once and scream it? No, I do not feel that good when I see the heartbreaks you embrace. If I was a master thief, perhaps I'd rob them. Satisfied with your position and your place. Don't you understand? It's not my problem. I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes. And just for that one moment, I could be you. Just one time you could stand inside my shoes. You'd know what a drag it is to see you.
Us back to the year 1965 with that one. That was Positively 4th Street, written and performed there by Bob Dylan, and that was first recorded in New York City, 29th of July 1965, released as a single by Columbia on the 7th of September, reaching number 1 on Canada's RPM chart, number 7 on the US Billboard Hot 100, number 8 on a UK singles chart, and Rolling Stone magazine ranked that song as 203 on their 500 Greatest Songs of All Time list. Bob Dylan. Right, requests from Mary Lou. Mary Lou says good morning to everybody. She says, could you please play for me Behind Blue Eyes by The Who?
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man, behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dream, they aren't as empty as my car.
agents that's never free. No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do, and I blame you. No one bites back as hard on their anger. None of my pain or woe can show through. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
How long you stay? The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Love of a Lifetime comes from Firehouse. And before that, Toy Soldiers from Makita. Now, here's something which I rather like the look of, and a little read for you. Humankind's Best Friends. Well, they stole the show. This was at Lee Sian's Impact's inaugural catwalk Fur Baby fashion show. This was at the New York Fashion Week. Now, the event brought together designers, models, and rescue animals for a day of fashion and fundraising for animal welfare organizations. 10 models wearing outfits designed by the likes of Nicole Miller, Victor de Sousa, Brooke Wilder, and others graced the runway with the four-legged companions. The Dr. Christian Rahm, CEO of DRC Ventures, the event's lead sponsor, who has three dogs and a cat, manages various brands including Couture Luxury Pet and Human Fashion Line. There we go. We started thinking, what are we doing for animals? And my husband, Clayton Thomas, his family were veterinarians. So we decided that we've really got to do something for the animals, said Rahm, who created a supplement line and a protective clothing line for animals. I wanted them to look fashionable. So we did a couture line as well, she said backstage ahead of the show. I'll tell you. See some of the animals. There's even one that, God bless, one dog comes on, can't walk with his back legs, and he had like little wheels. He had wheels at the back to so he could get around. Isn't that nice? Anyway, it reminded me of a piece of music by Jonathan Cain. It's called Elegance on the Catwalk. So I thought we'd listen to that. Yes, Elegance on the Catwalk, and that is Jonathan Cain. This is Lovelank and Car, and it's called Falling.
There's no This is my house. This is my bed. This is where
mistaking Elton John, is there? The title of the track is just called House. Michael, good morning to you. He dropped me a WhatsApp. He says, you played a piece of music. You mentioned Jonathan Cain. Yeah, that was a piece of music. It was called Elegance on the Catwalk. And he says, is that the same Jonathan Cain that plays with Journey? Yes, it is. It is, in actual fact. He's done quite a bit of, work on his own. And also, by the way, a number of the Journey concerts, he often plays a piano solo. And on that track, Elegance on the Catwalk, that was his piano piece. So not from necessarily from one of the concerts, but one of the albums he's made. He made a lot of solo albums away from Journey, and very sort of diverse as well. He also does a lot of Christian music. As well. So there we are. Yep, you're absolutely right. Jonathan Cain, the same Jonathan Cain as from Journey. This is the very own Don McLean. The only one. And his version of an Orbison song, Crying.
I was alright for a while. I could smile for. But when I saw you last night, you held my hand so tight. When you stopped to say hello, and though you wished me well, you couldn't tell that I'd been crying over. So long left me standing all alone and crying. It's hard to understand that the touch of your hand can start me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more. Darling, what can I do? Or you don't love me, and I'll always be crying over you.
Lovely. Yep, there he is. That's Don McLean, and song roots written and first recorded by Roy Orbison, Crying. Time on the Breakfast Show, 21 and a half minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. You're listening to us, of course, on 89.3 Call FM. Now, just a reminder, I mentioned earlier on before that with the Internet of Things these days, everything seems to be connected to the Internet, including your printer. Now, don't let your printer become the entry point for cyber attacks. DataServe has great promotions on HP printers, and all of them protected with HP Wolf Security. Go to DSPMA.com and check them out. Switch to the world's most secure printers with DataServe and HP. And again, DSPMA.com. Go and check that out. Keep your internet safe. All right, very important. And yes, these things, I mean, we forget about them, don't we? Know they're connected. But the fact that people can actually sort of, get into them and do naughty things. Right. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3. It is...
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Young girl, get out of my mind. Charms of a woman, you kept the secrets of your youth. You led me to believe you're old enough to give me love, and now it hurts to know the truth. Oh, just a baby in disguise. And though you know that it's wrong to be alone with me, that the more love is in your eyes. Oh, you're getting out of my mind. My love for you is way out of mine. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl. So hurry home to your mama. I'm sure she wonders where you
Gosh, there's a memory one for me. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap there, and Young Girl, 1968, March of 1968, that was released, and I remember very much so playing it then, and, well, playing it again now. Back in 1968, Forces Radio Charger, remember that? Gosh, so vividly as well. Time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 17 minutes away from the hour of 10 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. This is Peter Skellen. You're a lady.
Now the evening has come. I've had my last dance with you. Onto the empty streets. It'd be my last chance with you. So I might as well get it.
the things I have to say won't wait until you're a lady. I'm a man, you're supposed to understand how these things are often planned to be. You're romantic, I'm a fool, you're the teacher I've come to school. Here I sit and hope that you love me. You're pure magic, I'm love by chain. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. So I say with no restraint, be mine.
There he is. That's Mr. Peter Skellen and You're a Lady. Debut single from Peter Skellen, and his recording of the song was his first and his biggest hit. It reached number 3 on the UK singles chart, if I remember rightly. Number 50 on the Billboard Hot 100. Skellen performed the song live on many occasions. This was prior to his retirement. He retired in 2001. It became a constant feature of his double act with Richard Stilgo, and renditions of the song feature on their album Who Plays Wins and A Quiet Night Out. And by the way, the backing there, the Congregation. It was a choral pop ensemble, and they'd already had their own UK top 10 hit with a song called Softly Whispering I Love You. Right, keep an eye on the time. We're about 12 minutes before 10 o'clock. I've got about 7 more minutes to go. So, No Mercy. This is No Mercy. Where do you go?
had so much pain. Thought our love would last forever. Girl, I gotta know what's the name of your game. Don't we still belong together?
And where do you go? That's the DJ Ramen mix, a remix here on the Breakfast Show, taking us out. The Chiffons. He's so fine. Thank you. Yes, the Chiffons there, and he's so fine. Bring us towards the end of this morning's breakfast show. It's been a bit of a strange one. We had a little bit of a hiccup as we started this morning. a big thanks go out, of course, to Yasmin this morning. She's gone off to, she's doing like a translation thingy today. It's going to be taking her most of the day. So good luck with that one, Yas. Come back and do my translation tomorrow. So there are. So big thanks to Yasmin. And big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby. He's over there in Windsor in the UK. Big thank you to him. And a big thank you, of course, to Ingrid for her everyday story today and country folk, although she's not in the country. She's up there in Miami, I believe. And she's looking forward to doing some shopping. I enjoy every minute of it. It's her parents' 70th wedding anniversary today. I mean, that's absolutely amazing, isn't it? So big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to the boys and girls at Grupo Agrada, especially today. As I said, we had a modem change here in our studio yesterday. And although everything looked right, we did need to restart one of the pieces of equipment. And that caused us a little bit of a delay. But it's all, by the way, the whole 3 hours is on our website today, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. So anyway, big thanks to the boys and girls to Grupo Agrada. Isaac, sorry I gave you a heart attack this morning, because he knows how punctual I am. Big thanks also this morning to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial. If you want to chat with us or find out more information, you can do that on our WhatsApp number, 677-18822. 677-18822. Always love to hear from you. Right, just remains for me to say, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, please do it carefully. What do I say? I want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.